On today's show, it is week two of the 2025 college football season, and we are going to pick the 10 biggest games from this coming weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome in. Winning cures everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Hopefully you all had a wonderful week one. I'm recording in the middle of TCU, North Carolina. We're going to get these things out early. We're going to let you know. So, did pretty well last week, 13-7 on the 20 more games. So 13-7 against the number. And sitting at 5-4 against the spread right now with TCU still to go. So a potential 6-4 on the 10 best, 13-7 on the other, maybe 19-11. We shall see. Maybe North Carolina will come back and bring me back down to earth. But I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good thus far for the show picks. Okay, you guys know what to do. Subscribe, all that good stuff. We'll get into that more later as we go. But we got a lot of games to hit tonight. So I say a lot. We got 10 games. But let's go ahead and get to it. Game number one. Michigan is going to Oklahoma. 6:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, of course, on ABC. Oklahoma is hosting the Wolverines. Oklahoma, a 6-point home favorite, total of 46.5. And let's go through some of the trends. Michigan, first trip to Oklahoma ever. Of course, their coach, Sharon Moore, is a former Oklahoma, or not a former, he is an Oklahoma alum. Graduated from there in 2008. 2-5 straight up and against the spread. Their last 7 against the SEC are the Wolverines. Oklahoma, 9-4 against the spread in non-conference matchups under Brent Venables, so they do show up for these games. Oklahoma, 2-4 against the spread. Their last 6 games as a favorite. Michigan, 6-3 against the spread their last 9 games as an underdog, but that dates all the way back to like 2016. It's Michigan is not a dog very often. So here you have a chance to get them at almost a touchdown. Looking at the stats, which you see on the screen here, I actually have Michigan power rated higher than Oklahoma. I don't put a lot of stock into week one games against nobodies. So, yes, Oklahoma looked better against Illinois State than Michigan did against New Mexico. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter to me. The quarterback for Oklahoma, I think, is better. He is certainly more experienced than John Mateer. Bryce Underwood comes in. You know, we'll see exactly what he looks like. But this will be Bryce Underwood's first road game as a starter. So that is something to pay attention to. You look at different setups here. This Michigan defensive line has an advantage. The linebackers have an advantage. The skill talent for Oklahoma is awesome. I mean, really, really good. The Michigan back 7 is also really, really good. Oklahoma's defense, I think, has an advantage over the Michigan offense. The Michigan offensive line, new pieces, new, just a lot there, but they are rated highly, number 30, but the defensive line for Oklahoma is number 14. It looks like Oklahoma has hit in the portal. We'll see. My number has it Oklahoma minus 2.2. With that, I'm going to make this easy on myself, right? I think that Michigan shows up here. I think this is a lower scoring game. I don't think you see anything too crazy. Wink Martindale's defense, I think, will show up. John Mateer, last season at Washington State, whenever he faced a really good defense, really wasn't that impressive. Everybody's going to be all over him because always the new fancy toy and whatnot, but truth of the matter is that he was not good against good competition. Like, they played a Mountain West schedule last year at Washington State. This is not Cam Ward part two. I think that Michigan will be able to run the ball a little bit. I think they'll be able to keep this thing close because I think the defense shows up. And in that situation, yeah, I think Michigan's got a pretty good shot of winning the game. If that's the case, I'm going to take Michigan plus the six. I mean, six is a pretty crazy number to me. Again, you guys jump in the comments and tell me if I'm wrong, but Wolverines plus six is the way that we're going on the show. Game number two, 3:15 p.m. Central Time. This one on the SEC Network, South Florida, heading to the Florida Gators. Florida, a 17.5-point favorite at home. Total of 54.5 on this. And looking through some of the trends, obviously. Florida, 3-0 straight up, 1-2 against the spread against South Florida. USF, 4-0 against the spread against the SEC since 2021. And these two last met in 2022. So South Florida played Florida, Florida, Alabama, Alabama, and they covered against all of them. Now, some of those numbers were a little bit higher than this. Last year against Alabama, the number was 30.5 or something. I mean, it was something crazy. USF, 2-4 against the spread their last six as an underdog. Florida, they have covered three straight games as a favorite. They are certainly looking pretty good under Billy Napier. The roster talent difference is massive here. Alex Golesh is a really fun coach. And so long as Byron Brown is healthy, he's fantastic. Like, this is and of course I'm noticing now that, that I jacked up my database. So it didn't have South Florida. It didn't have the quarterback, offensive line. Da, da, da. Let me just go ahead and tell you, it is a mismatch, like an absolute mismatch. But I do think that so long as Byron Brown is healthy, USF will be able to put up some kind of a fight here. My number has Florida favored in this spot. USF plays Miami next. Florida plays LSU next. I don't think it's a look-ahead spot for South Florida. I think it is a look-ahead spot for Florida. They're interested in going to Baton Rouge the next week. If that is the case, South Florida, fastest offense in the country last year, they steamrolled Boise. Now, some of the numbers might have been a little wonky, but you've got two very experienced teams here. And I believe that you're going to get the best effort from South Florida. 17.5, it's right there. I've got Florida by close to 19. I'm going to go against my number on this. I'm going to roll with South Florida to cover the 17.5. They looked really good against Boise. I do understand that, especially at the line of scrimmage, this is a monster discrepancy. I mean, the difference between these two, I said it last week in some game, it's a chasm that's as wide as the Grand Canyon. I mean, Florida's offensive and defensive line are completely different than what USF is going to see for the rest of the year. So, but with that said, I'm going to take South Florida. South Florida plus 17.5. Give me the Bulls. Give me Alex Golesh. I don't think that they win the game, but I think they could be feisty. Absolutely be feisty in this one. So give me the Bulls on that one. Plus 17.5. Are you tired of sore knees or joints slowing you down? Ghost Sleeves uses built-in kinesiology tape technology to give you support, reduce pain, and help you recover faster. Use code WCE for 15% off over at ghostsleeves.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.
Game number three, Kansas heads to Missouri. Missouri, a 6-point favorite at home, total of 51. This one, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. And let's go through the trends here. Kansas last played in Columbia in 2006. They lost 42-17 in that spot as a 7-point dog. The dog is 10-5 against the spread in the last 15 in this series. They have 8 outright upsets in those 15 games. And obviously from 2007 through 2011, they played in St. Louis or Kansas City. They played in a neutral site somewhere. Regardless, is what it is. The underdog typically covers in this spot. Kansas 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 games overall. Missouri 6-0 against the spread in their last 6 games, 5-0 against the spread as a favorite. This is the first border war meeting since 2011. It is an incredible rivalry. A lot of people don't pay attention to it. Go back and watch the 2007 version. I mean, that was just an absolutely incredible ballgame. And to be fair, that was the last time that Kansas was national title. Maybe the only time Kansas was national title good. I mean, they were unbelievable that year. And Missouri beat them. So, is what it is. Looking at these numbers, I have Missouri power rated higher. Their roster talent is significantly better. They certainly are not better at quarterback. I've got Kansas number 29 at quarterback, Missouri number 65. Now, Bo Prabula looked really good in the opening game. Again, I don't put a ton of stock into games against crap competition. It doesn't do anything for me. And really, I don't change a whole lot in week one anyway. The defense returns a ton of adjusted returning production for Missouri. But Kansas's defense looks like they hit some guys. I'm certainly interested. The defensive line certainly looks pretty good. The issue is Kansas has played Fresno and Wagner, I think it was. So they got 2 games under the belt. Missouri has played Central Arkansas, and that was it. So we haven't gotten a good feel of exactly what each team is. As long as Jalen Daniels is playing, I think that this offense that Kansas runs has a shot against just about anybody. I like Kirby Moore, the offensive coordinator for Missouri, as well. There's just something about this Kansas offense that I trust them to be able to put up points against really anybody. And if that's the way I'm going to go with this, you know, you're looking at success margin. It was pretty equal last year. PPA margin was pretty equal last year. Now, Kansas did not play the type of schedule that Missouri did. Regardless, when I'm looking at roster talent and whatnot, it's different. It's certainly different. So, most everything favors Missouri in this spot. But with this thing sitting at 6, even though my line is Missouri minus 6.6, I'm still going to roll with Kansas. So, second time out of 3 games already that I'm going against my number, but I will take the Jayhawks to keep this thing close. I think Missouri probably wins. This feels like a 38-34 or potentially maybe a little bit lower scoring if the defenses decide to show out a little bit. But you can get there from 28-24, from 31-27, something along those lines. I think Missouri wins. I think Kansas covers. I think this is a close game, and it's nice to see this rivalry back on the schedule. Game number 4. Iowa heads to Iowa State. This one at 11 a.m. Central Time on Fox. Iowa State a 3-point home favorite, total of 41.5. And looking at the trends, Iowa, we're not even going to talk about the Cyhawks stuff right now. Iowa 0-7 against the spread in their last 7 against ranked teams, but they are 6-0 straight up, 4-1-1 against the spread in the last 6 in Ames. Since 2004, so for those of you that are looking to get totals down, since 2004, this rivalry matchup is 17-3 to the under. Unbelievable. 17-3. I mean, that is mind-blowing. Iowa State won this game 20-19 last year on a last-second field goal. Had to come back to do it. Looked really good in that process. Iowa 2-3 against the spread as a dog in the last two seasons. They are 14-6 on the road in their last 20 games on the road. Or 14-6 against the number. Iowa State 5-2 against the spread their last seven home games. But here's a big thing, and we used to talk about this all the time. Iowa State is 3-6 against the spread as a field goal favorite since 2022. Something to pay attention to. They are a field goal favorite here. Iowa State by 3, total of 41.5. The roster talent screams Iowa. The defensive line is a huge edge for Iowa. The offensive line is a huge edge for Iowa. Yes, Iowa State looked pretty good last week against South Dakota, FCS competition. Iowa State looked pretty good against Kansas State, although I would argue that Kansas State was the better team overall. Iowa State just happened to play better in the bigger spots. On a down-to-down basis, I think Iowa is the better team here. They actually have a quarterback that I trust, Mark Gronowski. I like Tim Lester, the offensive coordinator. Phil Parker, I'm always going to trust him as the defensive coordinator. No, they didn't get off to a fast start against Albany. I think that's why this line sits where it is. I think that number's going to move. So, I would suggest, and I have already bet it, as soon as it hit 3, I was on it. If it goes to 3.5, I'm going to bet it again. Give me the Hawkeyes, plus the 3. This is a big spot for them. I don't trust Iowa State. Yes, I picked Iowa State to win when I did the season schedules and all that kind of stuff. But at that point, I had Iowa State's back against the wall. In this situation, they're the favorite. Give me Iowa. Give me the Hawkeyes. Give me the Fighting Ferentzes. I'm all in on Iowa. Are you looking to catch your favorite team or concert live? Ticket Smarter makes buying tickets safe and simple. And with our promo code, you save big. Use WCE10 for $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20 for $20 off $300 or more. Grab your tickets now at Ticket Smarter.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
If you haven't already, go ahead and like the video for me. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the podcast as well. Leave a nice 5-star review and jump in the comments. Tell me what you think I got right, what I got wrong. Again, 13-7 on the 20 more games last week against the number. And as we're sitting here, it's halftime of the TCU-North Carolina game. I have TCU covering the spread there. That would put, if they cover, that would have me at 6-4. So we would be looking at 19-11, picking 30 games against the spread this week. So hopefully that thing hits and we'll be good. But if North Carolina comes back, that'll bring me back down to earth a little bit, is what it is. We move on to game number 5. This one, 11 a.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on ESPN. Illinois heads to Durham, and they're going to take on the Duke Blue Devils. Duke, a 3-point home underdog, total of 49.5 on this one. Good old Manny Diaz against Brett Bielema. This is a fun coaching matchup. Illinois, 1-3 straight up and against the spread against the ACC since 2000, so they do not play them very often. Illinois, 2-4 straight up, 1-5 against the spread in road openers. They don't play very well when they go on the road for the first time. Now, last year, they did go and play at Nebraska, and they won that game in overtime, covered the spread as well because they were underdogs. Bielema, 11-3 to the under against non-conference competition. Duke, 17-9 against the spread at home over the last 4 years. Duke also, something to pay attention to, and I'll go on the other side of this as well. Duke, 6-1 against the spread their last 7 as a home dog. That's pretty good. Illinois, 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 as a road favorite, but they are not in this position very often. That dates all the way back to 2015. So, 6-2 against the spread is 6-2 against the spread, but when it goes back that far, like, Illinois has not been a road favorite very often at all. I kind of like the Duke trend a little more. Duke, 6-1 against the spread last 7 as a home dog. So again, the number, Duke is a 3-point home dog, total 49.5 on this. And the roster talent, this thing surprised the mess out of me. Duke is number 33 in 247 roster talent. And that is the way that this roster talent is done compared to the, you know what? While we're doing this, while I'm talking, I'll go ahead and pull up the 247 team talent composite. The way that this works, it is based on, there we go, college team talent. The average rating of all the players that are on the team. Duke is number 33. I've got Illinois number 67. I mean, that is just bananas. Now, the team talent composite, that's got it a little bit different. And part of that is because Duke maybe doesn't have as many players on the team as some of these others. Duke, they've got number 58, and Illinois is up at number... No, Illinois is back there. Good gracious. 64. So whichever way you look at it, Duke has more talent than Illinois. Duke is at home. I think there's a world where Duke has the better quarterback. Darian Mensa, the transferred in from Tulane. I like him. I like both of these offensive coordinators. Jonathan Brewer, there wasn't much he could do with Malik Murphy last year. I think a lot of people were surprised that Murphy headed out afterwards. I mean, he's over at Oregon State now. But if you got a chance to bring in somebody like Darian Mensa, regardless of how much you got to pay him, you do it. The offensive line for Duke is a bit of an edge. Illinois' defensive line, number 63, they're replacing a lot of guys. Interesting, right? The offensive line for Illinois is certainly an advantage for them, number 21 against Duke's number 40. There are spots where Duke, especially with their edge rushers, et cetera, the way that Manny Diaz causes a defense, I think they're going to be able to do some really fun things. That's what I'm thinking. So if that is the case, my number has Illinois favored by 1.8, but when it runs the formula, it actually has Duke with a 51.91% chance to win the game. This thing should not be a field goal. This thing should be closer to a pick 'em. I'm going to roll Blue Devils. Give me Manny Diaz at home against Illinois. I think Duke covers that that 3. I mean, if this thing gets to 3.5, I don't think it will. I think we're going to move closer to 2.5, looking at the way that things were going. But I like Duke at home here, especially knowing that they have to go to Tulane the next week. We'll see. But give me the Blue Devils on this one. All right, now, game number 6. 6:30 p.m. Central Time, ESPN2, Arizona State out of the Big 12 heads to the SEC, and they're taking on the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Mississippi State is a 7-point home dog, total of 59 on this. And again, ESPN2 is where you can find this one at 6:30 p.m. Central. Again, as I mentioned, Arizona State won 30-23 as a 5-point favorite in 2024. Mississippi State 0-3, straight up and against the spread in their last 3 against the Big 12. This is the first SEC road game for Arizona State since 2015. Arizona State was 2-0 against the spread against the SEC last year. They covered at home against Mississippi State, even though that was a closer than it probably should have been game. Arizona State ransacked them in the first half. State clawed back into it in the second half, had a couple of chances late, couldn't get it done. And then, of course, Arizona State also covered against Texas in the playoff. So, looking at what we've got here, Mississippi State, the more talented roster, number 26 overall, 247 talent roster. Arizona State, number 31. I do have Arizona State power rated higher. Adjusted returning production, Arizona State is number 2 in the country. Mississippi State is number 18. Blake Shapen is back. He looked really good against Southern Miss. He was injured early to middle of the year last year, and then everything just completely fell apart. Jeff Lebby has done a pretty good job putting together this roster. The State offensive line, not nearly as good as the Arizona State offensive line. State defensive line and the Arizona State offensive line are pretty equal. But as far as like skill talent against back 7, that kind of stuff, Mississippi State number 15 against Arizona State number 30. These two teams kind of mirror each other. Like, I'm a little bit shocked. Sam Levitt did look pretty good in his opener. I don't think Arizona State is going to really miss much of a beat, but I think they will miss enough. And this one being on the road at night in Starkville, where they are hungry for a win, and they showed last year they can compete with this team. I'm going to go Mississippi State. I like the Bulldogs at home plus the 7. Again, if this thing goes to 7.5, I'm down. But Arizona State minus 6.2 is what I currently have it, which I've got Arizona State with about a 60% chance to win the game. 60% chance to win the game normally does not equate to a touchdown favorite. But alas, it is what it is. That's what the number is set on. A lot of people still do not believe in Mississippi State, even though they went and absolutely ransacked Southern Miss in Hattiesburg last week. I think the Dogs can sneak up and surprise some people this year, so long as Blake Shapen stays healthy. And he's healthy right now. So we're going to stick with that. Give me Mississippi State plus 7 on this one. Why struggle doing everything yourself? On Fiverr, you can hire professionals for just about anything. Marketing, editing, design, and more. Save time, get it done right. Click the link in the description to get started. All right, like the video, subscribe on the pod, and of course, subscribe on YouTube as well. Do me that favor. Moving on to game number 7, and we are headed down to Texas. That's right, good old Dallas, where SMU is going to host Baylor. And this one, 11 a.m. Central Time on the CW. SMU is a 3-point home favorite, total of 65 on this one. Looking over the trends, Baylor has won 13 straight in this series from 1989 through 2016. They have not played since 2016. Baylor 2-3 straight up and against the spread against the ACC since 2008. SMU has not beaten Baylor at home since 1983. Pony Express Day, right? They are going to be fired up for this one. Baylor backs against the wall here. Certainly something to pay attention to. SMU 2-4 against the spread in their last 6 games overall, but they are 7-2 against the spread at home in their last 9. Baylor 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 games. They were 6-1 before that home loss to Auburn last week. Regardless, my number on this has SMU minus 6. SMU number 36 in roster talent compared to Baylor number 51. Adjusted returning production, Baylor is number 10, SMU is number 28. Both teams have kind of star quarterbacks back. Not a lot of people talking about Kevin Jennings because he did not exactly look good in the playoff game against Penn State. He did, however, look pretty good against Clemson in the SEC championship game last year, and this will be his first big game as the incumbent starter. He is the dude. It ain't being taken away from him. He ain't got to win it from anybody. He is the guy. So, but on the other side, of course, obviously, Baylor, even with the loss to Auburn, Sauger Robertson looked like an absolute dog in that game. Threw for 400-something yards, four touchdowns, whatever it was. He looked outstanding. So Jake Spavital's offense is certainly clicking, but still only put up 24 on Auburn. Think they're going to be able to put up some points on SMU for sure. But when you look at it, SMU's offensive line, number 6, and the defensive line, number 26, they have an edge at every position except for their running backs going up against the Baylor linebackers. That's pretty wild. The back seven, Baylor's skill talent is number 11. SMU's back seven is number 26. But when SMU is on offense, they're going to be able to put up points as well. I expect it to get pointsy. Again, this total is 65. I'm not making a play on that. Both of these teams like to go fast. Last year, number 23 in offensive time per play for SMU last year, number 16 for Baylor. So both really fast, both experienced. Rhett Lashley against Jake Spavital is going to be a lot of fun. And it's Rob Likens and Casey Woods are the offensive coordinators, but it's Rhett Lashley's offense. We know this. Scott Simons, defense coordinator, used to be at Liberty, did an outstanding job with his defense last year. I think they could be even better this year. We'll see exactly what that looks like. But SMU is only favored by 3. I've got them by 6.2. I think this crowd is going to be absolutely fired up for this game. Bit of an emotional letdown spot for Baylor, although it is a backs-against-the-wall spot for them as well. With that said, I'm rolling SMU. Give me the Mustangs minus the 3 at home. They are the more talented team. Not as many people talking about their quarterback, et cetera. Not as many people talking about SMU, period. Which is kind of surprising considering they made the playoff last year. But they are insanely talented. I think they're going to put up a bunch of points. I think Baylor is going to struggle to keep up. And if that is the case, I will take SMU to cover the 3 points on that. Game number 8. Interesting one for a night game. Boston College goes to East Lansing. They're taking on the Michigan State Spartans. This one, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on NBC. And Michigan State is favored by 3 points at home, total of 46.5. Looking over the trends, Boston College 5-1-1 straight up all time against Michigan State. BC, however, 2-9 against the spread in their last 11 against the Big Ten. Last year, of course, Boston College won 23-19 as a 5-point favorite. So they did not cover, but they did win the game. Michigan State, 5-0 against the spread in their last 5 against the ACC. Roster talent, certainly in favor of Jonathan Smith and company. I still don't really like Aiden Childs. What we saw out of him last week, I still wasn't a huge fan of that. Although against a nothing team, he certainly looked better. I'm curious. My number on this has Michigan State minus 1.5. Again, I don't change a whole lot from week 1 to week 2. Boston College, I think this is a fun coaching matchup. I'll say that. Because pretty much everywhere, Michigan State is better than Boston College. But last year, pretty much everywhere, they were better than Boston College. I think that the quarterback that they have in, Dylan Lonergan, I think that he is better than Castellanos, at least as far as the scheme goes. If that's the case, I think Boston College can hang around here. The fact that this is 3 is kind of wild. I've got it 1.5. I've got Michigan State with a 57.5% chance to win this game. I've got Boston College with a 42.5% chance to win the game. That's minus 135 odds. That should not be plus 3. That should be really close to a pick 'em. Maybe 1 point. I mean, we're not talking anything crazy. With that said, I'll take Boston College plus the 3 because I think this is an evenly matched game. I think it's a coin flip. Anytime you get a coin flip, I'm going with the dog, especially if it's a field goal or more. So this certainly feels like the spot where Boston College, we keep waiting for Michigan State to show up, for Aiden Childs to take the next step, et cetera. I don't know. It's 2 really slow teams. It's going to be low scoring. Field goal feels like a lot. Give me Boston College plus the 3 on the road in East Lansing on that one. Stop guessing and start winning. Stochastic provides advanced data and strategies for DFS players and bettors built by pros who know how to find edges. Click the link in the description and sign up today. All right, we got 2 more games to go. Let's go ahead and dive into these bad boys. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, leave a nice 5-star. You guys know, but I got to remind you, they tell me, I say they, it's all these different things about promoting your channel, but they say to keep reminding people. And there are a lot of y'all that watch this but have not subscribed yet, so subscribe, help me out. It's a one-man show here. This is what I'm doing. Let's dive into it. Oh, so of course, support our sponsors as well. They support the show. I would appreciate you for doing that. Click the links in the description. You guys have seen all the different people that help us out. We'll say that. Oh, buymeacoffee.com/winningcures, a.k.a. bettingcfb.com. We're doing pretty well over there as well. So go ahead and do that. $5 a month, $50 for the year. Game number 9, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS. Oregon hosts the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Oregon is a 4-touchdown favorite here, total of 58.5. No, Oklahoma State did not look very good in week 1. Yes, Oregon looked like absolute world beaters against FCS Montana State in week 1. There is something that I just love about Dan Lanning. They want to beat everybody to death. The players, there was a touchdown where the player goes into the end zone and is more excited about his teammate getting an incredible block as opposed to him scoring the touchdown. It was wild. And I loved every second of it. Every second of it. That's the mentality that that team has. So Oregon, yes, they deserve to be favored by a lot here. They're at home going up against an Oklahoma State team that was number 95 in success margin last year, number 113 in PPA margin, number 131 in explosive margin. They do play fast. I don't know much about the new quarterback at all, but this feels like the kind of game where Gundy is going to do something, right? I mean, it's looking at the trends, Oregon won the only prior meeting, 2008 Holiday Bowl, but the Ducks are 1-3 straight up and against the spread against the Big 12 in the last four. And Oklahoma State, 9-4 against the spread against ranked teams on the road in their last 13. Oklahoma State, 8-0 against the spread and straight up in their last eight road openers. I don't think they're going to win this one outright. But 28 feels like a lot of points. I've got Oregon favored by 25.4. I think that's a lot as well. Oklahoma State always comes up with something. Doug Meacham, Todd Grantham, at third and Grantham is going to be a thing at some point. Dante Moore, we have not seen him against a capable defense yet. And yes, I know Montana State, really good FCS team. Go ahead, blame me for not buying into the Oregon hype after a week one blowout of an FCS team. I need to see more. You do that same thing to Oklahoma State this week, all right, now we might be talking. Okay. I think Gundy feels pretty good about his team. Adjusted returning production for Oregon, number 97 in the country. That's pretty wild, but they're trusting in their development. They haven't had to do that yet. I still like who they got here. Will Stein, Tosh Lapoy. This is everywhere that you can look. Roster talent on down at every position. Oregon has an advantage. But we're not talking about keeping this thing close. We're talking about keeping it within four touchdowns. With that said, the Cowboys almost always cover on the road. They almost always cover against ranked teams. Oregon certainly fits the bill. I think Oklahoma State will have some tricks in the bag. I think they'll pull them out for this spot. I expect this to be within four touchdowns. Give me Oklahoma State plus 28 in this spot. All right, and our last game of week number two, at least of the 10 best games, and I'm going to have another video out tomorrow. You guys know what's up. Ole Miss goes to Kentucky, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Kentucky, a 10-point home dog, total of 52, and they could not pull away from Toledo in week one. And Ole Miss looked like absolute world beaters against Georgia State. The Zach Calzada experiment is interesting, that to say the least. Certainly interesting. Let's go through the trends. Let's go through the trends. Again, Kentucky, a 10-point home dog, total of 52. Kentucky won 20-17 in Oxford as 15-point dogs last year. Kentucky 1-3 straight up in their last four against Ole Miss. Kentucky 8-4 against the spread in their last 12 SEC openers. Ole Miss is 0-5 against the spread in their last five SEC openers, all of those under Lane Kiffin. The last four in this series were decided by 3 points or less. The last four. Kentucky knows how to defend the Lane Kiffin offense. Mark Stoops knows how to defend the Lane Kiffin offense. Kentucky, number 13 offensive line in the country as far as experience and talent. The Ole Miss defensive line is number 38. The Kentucky defensive line is number 20. The Ole Miss offensive line, number 37. I do have Ole Miss power rated higher. This game is at Kroger Field. Kentucky fans are fired up. This is a massive, massive spot for Mark Stoops. They were not very good last year, but this Kentucky team found a way to beat Ole Miss last year. And yet again, we have a double-digit spread for Ole Miss on the road. I don't know why people are setting these lines this way. I've already bet this thing. Kentucky plus the 10. There are 10.5s out there. That's the number that I got. But consensus right now is Kentucky plus 10. So for the show, we'll do that. I think Kentucky is going to be okay. Are they going to win a lot of games in the SEC? No, because they don't have a good quarterback situation. However, the defense is going to keep them in games. They're going to be able to surprise some teams at different spots. I'll take Kentucky plus the 10. I don't know that they win the game outright, but the last four have been decided by 3 points or less. I'm sticking with that. Give me the Wildcats plus the 10 in this one. Come on, Mark Stoops. Let's see what you got. And I'm a Lane Kiffin fan. I want him to be down in Tuscaloosa. I think he should have the job instead of Kalen DeBoer, but that's neither here nor there. Ole Miss did look good against Georgia State last week, but I will take Kentucky to cover that massive, massive number. All right. Back over to our other green screen, right? You guys have been absolutely fantastic. Make sure and jump in the comments. I want to know what you think about it. Yes, I'm here. No, I'm not on the BetUS TV show. I have a blast doing this with you guys every single week. So please reach out. Make sure you subscribe, because a lot of you are watching, but you're not subscribed yet. We want to hit 15,000, you know, within the next few weeks here. So go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the podcast as well, because there's going to be some more stuff over there that's audio only that you will not get over here. So with that said, I think we're ready to rock and roll. BettingCFB.com. Hit up the sponsors. Subscribe. Leave comments. Leave a review. Easy stuff. All stuff that's like fairly free for the most part, except for like betting CFB or supporting the sponsors. But you guys know what's up with that. All right, with that said, let's get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Subscribe, leave a review or comment, follow at GaryWCE on X, and check out the web store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.